Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, is this bad film good?
Is this bad film good? This is bad film good.
Amazing. Thank you. My name is Declan.
And I'm... hang on. And I'm...
Wait.
I'm 80... 80...
You're 80?
I'm 81.
He's 80 years old.
They call me 81. Or...
I thought you were going to say, like, you're like, agent...
That would have been better.
Like, agent, well, but it's like... it's the A-I-D, and then it's the J. Mm. Or the G. Like, however you want to spell it. So it's like, agent. You know what I mean?
Agent. Agent?
Yeah.
40.
Agent.
Agent 47.
Agent 69, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the reason we're talking about this is because...
Yeah?
Yes, today we'll be looking at Hitman Agent 47. Yes, the movie, not the games. I don't know if the games actually have the full, like, semicolon and stuff. Aiden has a milkshake. Yes, we may periodically hear that. But before we get into what is Agent 47ing in the Hitman world this week, Aiden, why don't you tell us, what is Shrek 47ing? Oh my god. That doesn't even sound, that just sounds so weird.
It's, so, what's Shrek in
the... Hang on. There we go, that's a... You've heard that from us both. Jesus Christ. Get on with this segment.
So what's Shrek in the news this week is I've got... So it's Maltesers and cookie dough ice cream. You've got Smarties, bits of Smarties blended up, and a toffee sauce.
I think that you are describing your milkshake.
Oh, shit, I am. I'm reading the wrong thing. I was reading the
label.
Unless
your milkshake has Shrek on the side of it, I don't want to hear it.
Well, this episode is sponsored today by...
I wish. God, could you imagine? Get our first sponsor money in?
And we just spend it on milkshakes.
Uber driver. Yeah. Sponsored by the Uber driver that delivered you the milkshake.
Yeah. He gave it to me. Anyway... this is an article from Brick Fanatics, and it says, Lego fans really want Shrek Lego to be a thing.
Oh, the Shrek Lego returns.
It returns, baby. The cries for Lego Shrek are growing increasingly deafening, as yet another ideas project based on the big green ogre has surpassed 10,000 votes. So you remember, like, not that long ago, we did an article about Shrek Lego.
It's a big swamp set.
It's a big swamp. It was a swamp set. That's right. Brief recap. Lego ideas. People submit their ideas for Lego sets on a site called Lego Ideas. And if you get 10,000 votes, then Lego do. I think it's like a bi-yearly review of like. They get put into a shortlist and then they get selected from the shortlist and then that shortlist gets a review from Lego and then sometimes they make the set that wins, whatever. DreamWorks Shrek Swamp by 19-year-old builder Pedro Ruiz joins two other 10K projects inspired by the animated movie in the review stage.
19? This guy's balling.
Yeah, I know. Only one review behind Ash Flashes and it doesn't matter. Basically, there's two. So the two other ones, one of them was the Shrek Swamp that we saw.
The Shrek Swamp, yeah.
That's in the current...
top spot.
Well, they're in the current review, so they already made the cut.
Right.
in 2023, while this latest project will have to wait until the second 2023 review closes in September. So first two, they've already been closed. They're already up. It says, we probably won't know the result of the first 2023 review by then in September. Expect an announcement to come in October. But given how similar these builds are, each one depicts Shrek Swamp, it seems unlikely that LEGO Group would pass up the other two only to greenlight this one. The biggest difference in this build is the preference of Big Thick Shrek alongside regular minifigure and brighter and more expressive colours. Big Dick Shrek.
I thought you said Big Thick Shrek.
It kind of is. Basically, what they're saying is instead of like a normal minifigure, this is using like the big figure.
Where they do the big ones for like Hulk and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like with the round head sort of thing with like the Lego Technic pieces and all that shit. So basically, with all three, did I do that? Oh, yeah, with all three Lego Shrek projects reaching the review stage within a few months of one another, though, it's pretty clear there's a heavy demand for the DreamWorks movie in bricks. Absolutely. I swear, if they do that, I'm pre-ordering straight up the day of announcement. And with 2024 marking the 20th anniversary of Shrek 2, we wouldn't be surprised to see the LEGO Group give one of these projects the nod, bringing it to life as an official product available in stores. They also gave a list of the stuff. This is the sticking point. They haven't mentioned this in the article, but I think this is a sticking point, right? They've listed the LEGO Ideas projects for the second 2023 review. There's 9 of them. Some of them are like just cool. There's a Western River steamboat.
There's a steamboat down on the river.
There's a car. There's a Red Bull, but Red Bull F1.
It's just a Lego Red Bull.
Yeah. For energy drinks for all the 12-year-olds.
It's just like a big rectangle, and they've just stuck a Red Bull sticker on it.
There's a retro arcade, which is quite cool. But the best one is not Shrek's. It's the Muppet Show. They've got like the minifigures of the Muppets, and they've built like a stage which like opens up with all the characters behind them. You can change what's going on in the stage. So you can do like the Swedish Chef set or like the science set or whatever. And basically that's going to win. It's so well thought out. It's so well done.
Yeah.
And all of the others are kind of like, yeah, it's all right. So I'd be surprised if we see Shrek instead of the Muppets, but hey.
So do they only choose one then?
I think they only choose, looking at it in the past, sometimes they've done two, but I don't know how it works, because my understanding was that it's like a process. So you get 10K votes, they look at it, they make a shortlist, and of that shortlist, they pick one, is what I thought they did. But I know past they have done a couple.
But did they make it? God's sake. Did they make a decision on the last one?
No, that's what it's saying. So they had made the shortlist of the last one, which obviously had different sets. The results haven't been released for that yet.
Oh, they've just not. Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably know the results for that one in October, according to the article.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's Shrek in this news this week. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll get a Shrek Lego set and my life will be complete. Unless they did, could you imagine if they did a Lego Cat in the Hat? That would be fucking
gold. Oh no. What if they did Lego Cat in the Hat meets Shrek? and it's Cat in the Hat at Shrek's swamp.
They kiss. I'd probably come.
Oh, no. All right. Well, on that note, let's move over away from the Shrekking side of things, I think. This week we will be looking at Agent 47.
Is it Hitman Agent 47?
I just keep calling it Agent 47 because the whole thing is dumb. But yeah, it's Hitman : Agent 47.
Right.
With a guy who is not Orlando Bloom. But I swear to God, I thought it was Orlando Bloom.
It's Wish Orlando Bloom.
With Wish
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Oh my God. With tall Wish Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so we watched this on Disney Plus, I believe, yes. Which described it as very, again, just always so succinctly, great, lots of S's in that, it describes it as being based on the video game, Agent 47 has enhanced intelligence and abilities.
What was that?
That's it.
Was that it?
That's it. That's wow. That's literally it.
Damn. I mean...
That's all it says.
No. Not really.
Not really. Well, I mean, we'll get into it. So yeah, yeah. before we get into all the stuff for this, what kind of info have you got for us? What juicy nuggets of wisdom and information?
It was directed... God, it's really annoying on the other end, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
It was made in 2015, directed by Alexander Bach.
2015.
Yeah, damn, that's wild, isn't it? It looks
doesn't sound. It
looks
like,
way worse than that.
Well, because I'm like 2015. Oh, that wasn't long ago. But then you're like, damn, it's like 8 years ago.
Yeah, but like it's still.
But then 8 years isn't that much.
Yeah,
it's not that long. But then you're like, yeah, but that's almost 10 years. And then you're like, oh, that's 10 years. You know what I mean?
Don't do that to me. Make me feel.
2015. I was in sixth form. I was starting sixth form. I was finishing sixth form. 2015.
Oh my God! Really?
I was finishing. Yeah, I was finishing sixth form in 2015. Because then uni was 15 to 17 for me.
Jesus Christ. And that would have been the same for me if I hadn't have been an idiot.
We're taking a year.
Yeah.
fucking dumbass. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not. What did you say? No,
I didn't. I was just taking a sip of my drink.
Me too. You're a piece of shit. Fucking bastard, I'll fucking kill you.
It's like coughing to hide a fart. You know, that whole thing. Like, we're very easily amused. Anyway.
Directed by Alexander Bach. It stars Rupert Friend, Hannah Ware, Zachary Quinto, Steve Buscemi, Kieran Hines, Thomas Kretschmann, and Angela Baby. All one word, Angela Baby. I think that's her stage name.
So you're saying it's starring Angela Baby?
Yeah.
Right? That's what...
Yeah, Angela
Baby. That's
how
you have to say her name. That's like how she says to pronounce her name every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Angela, she introduces herself and she's like, "Hi, I'm John," and she's like, "Hi, I'm Angela Baby," and he's like,
"Oh, Angela. Oh,
okay, sure, Angela. That's cool." She's
No.
Angela Baby. Leaves her like a long pause, like Angela Baby.
It had a budget of $35 million, which explains a lot, and it made just over $82 million, which
what?
Like
it returned on its shit.
Yeah, I like.
Was there ever a sequel?
No, but it kind of feels like there was meant to be, doesn't it? The way this ended.
Oh, 100%. Jesus,
I don't know if that's good or not because I just. I guess it's like you make it low budget because if it was high budget, it would make the same. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I mean, I don't know. If it was high budget, then maybe they would have made things look a bit better and they would have had more to work with. But at the same time, you know, if the blueprints, like if the script and the pre-production blueprints are there, then is it going to really change much? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just baffling. Oh, it's got a 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 8% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 28 Metacritic liked it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird film, isn't it? Like, what? I don't know what the. I don't know if there's much of a stomach for a Hitman film. Like, because it's just a.
Yeah.
It's just John Wick. Like.
It's not even Wish John Wick. Like, you know what I mean? It's lower than that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even like, yeah, it's like John Wish.
It's AliExpress John Wick.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like John Wick off of like a shady bootleg website where you're like, I don't want to enter my credit card details because I don't trust the website.
Yeah,
it seems like it's okay. They do accept PayPal, so I will do PayPal.
Yeah, but there is side adverts of just porn. So I'm like,
yeah, they're like hot agents in your area.
Yeah. But yeah, let's fucking get into it.
Yeah, let me pull up my notes on my phone, because as I said to Aiden, I did not want to get my laptop out and make all my notes and stuff properly on there. had lots of food, and I was just sort of, you know, vegging out a little bit. And I'm glad that I didn't, because I don't have many notes, because my second note is I'm already bored. So, you know, we'll start on that note, I suppose.
I look, at half an hour, I wrote, oh my God, there's a fucking hour left. It's so long. It's so long.
Oh, like,
it's only an hour and a half runtime, but it feels like 3 hours. It's so
for me, dull. When I checked the time to, you know, because I'm kind of like, okay, well, if need be, I can let Aiden know that I've got an hour left before we record, whatever. And I checked the time on it, and I was like, okay, I've got an hour left. That's good. I like that. I like when I check and I've got an hour, because that's manageable.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than like, oh, I've still got like an hour and a half, 2 hours left of this film.
There you go, fun.
So that... Oh, there's that. Yeah, yeah. The fart gets like quieter as it gets further away from it. But yeah, so... I farted that train of thought away. So I was kind of at that hour mark, and I was like, yeah, okay, this isn't too bad. And that like hour was the bit that just dragged so much that I was like, how is this film not over? There was a bit where I messaged you and I was like, oh yeah, I'm nearly done, because I felt like, okay, this film's wrapping up like soon. It has to be. And it was still like a decent bit of time, like another extra like 25 minutes maybe. I was just like, Christ, please release me. You know,
it's just like,
I mean, the first 5 minutes of this film, pretty much, I didn't time it, but do you remember we used to do that? We used to get the timestamps.
Yeah, doing that
again. But, you know, give or take roughly the first fucking 5 minutes is just this massive exposition dump. That is just like, if you haven't played the game, then this is what Hitman Agent 47 is about, blah, 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 blah. And it's probably, like, different as well. Like, I'm sure it's, like, kind of, you know, they'll have movie-ized it a little bit, so they've given it different kind of backstory and a different kind of thing and whatever, but the general premise is sort of there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Literally, yeah.
But I've never played the Hitman games.
So. I've only played like a little bit, and I didn't play the mission. I just messed around, which I kind of feel like is what Hitman's all about.
Like, yeah, it's like the creative ways to assassinate people and stuff, right?
Yeah, and just like it's notorious for being broken as well. So like it's just funny. Like it's just a funny game. So I don't know. I just it's surprising that. this is like a second attempt at a Hitman film, because they made one in like 2007 or something.
Yeah,
it's fucking wild. I just don't.
Yeah, what is the audience for this?
Yeah, like,
who
exactly.
Do they, who do they think wants to see this film? Because so again, like weird. People who play it, that it's just not a film where I'd be like, oh yeah, I want to go and watch a Hitman movie. That'd be cool. Because, I mean, the you know, you're sneaking around and setting up assassinations and stuff. Like, it's, yeah. I don't know. I was just like, eh.
Yeah, it's just like, eh. I mean, so we kind of, I'll say up top, the action's decent. And that is because they used the same team from John Wick.
Did like, they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know whether it's because I've seen stuff like John Wick before having seen this, that like, oh, even look, though there were not lots like, of like,
yeah, no, it's yeah, not great. Yeah.
But like, it's that kind of thing where I'm watching it happen. He's fighting these guys, but I just don't feel like engaged. I don't know whether it's like the music that they have on top, whether it's like, I mean, John Wick is so, they just nail it with how they kind of set everything up and it feels, I suppose John Wick feels a lot more real, right? Because he's taken punches. He's like kind of, it's more human. Like, he takes a punch and he grunts and he's kind of stumbling a little bit and
yeah.
it feels a lot more natural. Whereas it's this gritty. Is very stiff because it's gritty. Exactly. It's gritty, mate. You get some of that grit right in there. Yeah. Whereas,
get an open wound, pick up some dirt,
oh,
rub
fuck.
It.
I've got to have a shower now. It's too much grit.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Oh, God, it's in between my teeth. Oh, I don't like it.
Why did I roll around in the dirt?
Yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's that kind of really way too clean. Oh, I think also because the editing will be a big part of it, to be honest. Because it's like he'll shoot someone, but he'll kind of turn and shoot to the side, and then it will just cut to a quick shot of like two guys stood there, and they go, "Ah,
yeah, yeah,"
and then it cuts back or something. And I'm like, "Yeah, it's just so like chopped up and whatever." Whereas John Wick, I mean, you see everything.
Yeah,
it's like they don't cut away. It's all like, you know, really focused on and stuff. But yeah, so I kind of. I've never found myself engaged with any of the combat. There are a couple of like, you know, there are a couple of kills where I was like, ooh, that was about as much as it got. You know what I mean? Not like a, ooh, like, oh, god damn, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
It was just like, ooh, you know, it's always the classic, like somebody falls down like a, they fall off a balcony and hit their head on like a railing and it just like ragdolls them. That's always just like a kind of moment. But it's not like, it wasn't anything special in itself, you know. No. And they do, I mean, throughout the film at different points, they do kind of like, it's that thing where like, we get it. It's from a game. So you're doing the thing where you're like, hey, this is what a stealth segment would be in the game, where you've got to like, time it and kill people with traps around the room. Get it? Just like they do in the game. And I'm like, yeah, but
it's just a bit mid.
It's not the same. You can't just translate it across, and I hate it. Like, again, it's like Doom. One of our first films that we looked at. Where they're just like, oh, this is the bit from the game. And I'm like, shut up. Why did you not make a better movie if you had to make this?
Yeah,
you know?
exactly. But look, let's we run through it. I mean, you don't have loads of notes, neither do I. But we'll do it. We'll do our best. So she's we meet Hannah Ware, and she's like, oh, her name's Cassie.
Where do you meet her?
In
Austria. I've got her name. Her name is
Cassie.
It's Katia Van Dees, to which Risa immediately said, "Dees nuts." So, you know, got him, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I look, well, her name is important, later on in a very stupid fucking way.
Which
but so she's like,
yeah, it is. It's so dumb. Yeah,
that makes no. I've got very. I've just got like. I don't have loads of notes. My notes are very long and angry.
So I just like break it down real quick.
Yeah.
So it's essentially you got the Hitman character from the Hitman games. He's Agent 47, and the idea is that there were people like him who were made by some company. That were like kind of genetically engineered people, and it's super weird in this because it's like it's from you get the idea that this company are looking for this girl who'll help them find the guy that originally like is the thing where it's like, oh, he's the scientist that has all the knowledge and he knows how to make the super soldiers or whatever you want to call them. what was it they put on here? The enhanced intelligence and abilities. General just abilities, but so we see from the girl's perspective, fucking Spock turns up, or what's his face from Heroes?
Wish Tom Cruise.
Witch. Yeah, I thought you said witch, as witch. In like not like the compared type, as in you were. No, I thought you Tom were like Cruise asking me
flying around on a broom, a small broom. Because he's
a small broom. Or a big. Yeah, no, it's a tiny broom to make him look bigger.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump off this broom and base jump off a cliff.
I'm in love. Woo! starts jumping on the sofa.
Yeah, I thought you were asking me which John Cruise. John Cruise? Fuck, I'm all over the place today. I'm
just John Cruise! That's it. It's Tom. Yeah. You ordered Tom Cruise, but you got John Cruise.
It's John Cruise, and he's on a little stick. Broomstick, but it's not a broomstick. It's just like a mop handle.
It's just yeah.
Oh, so yeah. So John Cruise shows up and speaks to this woman, and he's just like, "Oh, he's coming to kill you. The agent man's coming to kill you." And she, I don't know what it is with her. She has like super sight or something. Where
right,
she's just
yeah,
like,
it's fucking.
She could just
weird.
See. I mean, we can get into it so you can rant about it a little bit, but she has some sort of weird premonition-y super sight where she's just like,
it's just like,
oh
magic.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming for me. I better pack up my stuff and then leave. It's literally just fucking magic. It's stupid. So she's got some sort of ability, never really seems to like question it or anything. She just has it. And
she's like, oh, everyone else must have this as well.
Yeah. Why did that person get hit by that car? Did you not see it coming? Yeah. But yeah, so he comes up, he goes to her and he's like, we need to get out of here. Agent Man's coming to kill you. She wants to find her father. She doesn't know he's her father at first. I don't know why she's actually looking for him. It's kind of unclear as to what that was. But then John Cruise was like, oh, they do the dramatic thing where he's like, he's your father. And I was like, yeah, of course. Of course the fucking geneticist man that they need her to find him is her father. Like, that's not a reveal. I assumed that. I didn't know that wasn't what we already knew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, did she not know that? Fine. So they want to find him. And then you kind of have like Hitman shenanigans where he's trying to kill them for a bit. And then it sort of flips on its head, and then Hitman is like, no, I'm not trying to kill you. I want to help you find your father because I'm not a bad guy, and actually they're bad guys. And then they find the father. I was about to say what happens to him, but yeah, they find the father. They get jumped, and various things happen with, you know, it's their father gets kidnapped and they've got to go and try and rescue him. And they're doing Hitman stuff because apparently she's the fucking Hitman number 305 or some shit. and he's a lowly 47. And then at the end, the fucking dad just like blows up the helicopter with the big boss man inside, and you know, they all live happily after ever after or something. Apart from the, I mean, we'll talk about the after credits shit in a minute, but
what after credits? You know, shit?
Well, it's very
after
credits, like after like 3 seconds of credits.
Yeah, right.
But if, it's not that bit. It's the final bit and then that. But yeah, we'll get to that. But basically, that's the summary. It's just like Hitman kind of tries to kill some people, but it's not really from his perspective. It's from hers. And we'll get, I'm sure you're burning to do some ranting, so we'll get to that first. But that's something that I want to come back to. But yeah, one thing as well is when in the beginning you think that that John Cruise is a good guy, because he turns out to be a bad guy who's also a super soldier, but he's just got like liquid metal fucking skin under his skin. They're like, oh, it's like subdermal liquid metal so he can stop bullets. All right, fine. I don't know why in the beginning when Hitman is after the girl, why he doesn't just kill John, I keep thinking John Wick every time. I'm trying to remember the fucking name. John Cruise, because he keeps like knocking him away, and he keeps getting up and trying to stop him and delaying him. And I'm like, if you're just killing everyone else, just shoot him in the face.
Yeah. But
obviously, they couldn't do that because then he'd be like, oh, well, you've got subdermal shit. But it, I mean, you know, whatever.
It's just shit, because it's like,
yeah.
I
proceed to rant, please.
Oh, fucking right. So
let's start from the top.
First rant is like like it was quite. I was like, for a split second, I was like, "Damn, all right, props to you." Because John Cruise is with Katia. He's like, yeah. "Oh, Agent 47's bloody coming for you," and they're like,
"He's a real prick."
Yeah, he's a prick, and he's like, look at your map and work out where your dad is and then tell me.
Just using her like powers.
Yeah.
so bad.
Fucking shit. Her powers are fucking dog shit. We'll do
I
that.
I don't understand
we'll do
them.
Later. We'll do that later.
Yeah. We'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get to it. One thing at a time.
Yeah. They're like, so she's working it out, and then suddenly like Agent 47 just burst through the door. Oh, well, not suddenly, because she's like, oh, he's coming through the door. And then he comes through the door because she's got magic infosight.
I think this is just after they had like escaped from him once before, and he shot her from like a building about a mile away.
Yeah.
And which is minorly important.
Well, he puts a, it turns out okay. That he shot her with a tracker or something. And she's like,
done.
Yeah, and she's like, "Wow, I guess I didn't notice that, like that beeping large lump in my arm that's just seething." You know, I got shot, and then I just left the bullet in.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so it wasn't like a through and through bullet, or like it was, but it like left a tracker behind. Like, how does?
It's just so shit. Like, I know that Agent 47 has like, gadgets and like whatever, but I was like, they're just it's not like they're using the gadgets from the games. Well, I don't know, maybe they're using some, they definitely use some gadgets from the game, but it's like they just use that as an excuse so he can just have whatever.
Yeah, it's just a plot. It's just a quick, easy fucking bullshit plot device where they're like, oh, he shot her with a tracking bullet.
Yeah, and I was like, fucking bullshit. And like the fucking, so the end where her dad blows up the helicopter with the big bad in it is because earlier he gets shot and they have to leave, Agent 47 and Katia have to leave him behind. But before they leave him, Agent 47 drops like a fake inhaler in his pocket so that when he's in the helicopter, the guy can just use his fake inhaler and blow up the helicopter. And I was like, fucking bullshit. He had some bomb inhaler with him at that time so he could give it to the guy. Like, what kind of situation are you fucking...
No, Because the inhaler is the one he got from the kid in the lift.
What?
Because there's a bit where... So there's a bit where Hitman and Katia are in a lift, and there's like a family of three. And this is a point that I wanted to talk about. There's a family of three in the lift with them, and then... Because it's an established thing that Katia's father, who they're trying to save, he needs an inhaler, he's got lung cancer, all sorts. And the family are in the lift, and the kid is, like, breathing a bit weirdly, and the dad's like, use your inhaler. And they say something about, like, they make it sound like the kid has to use the inhaler or he'll die. Like, it's like life-threatening kind of breathing issues. He needs that inhaler. So he uses the inhaler, then Hitman's like, and then as they leave, he, like, brushes past the kid and kind of knocks past him, and then as they're walking away, he lifts up the inhaler so that Katia can see, and she's like, you just stole that off the kid? And he was like, I exchanged it, or, like, I traded it. And she was like, for what? And he was like, your knife, because earlier on, because he gave her, like, his pocket knife before, as, I guess, some sort of defense thing. But then, so he gave it to her, so then he took it back and then gave it to the kid instead? And the kid is stood there. It cuts to the kid standing in the elevator in between his parents, weighing the fucking massive fucking, like, fuck off knife in his hand, like it's kind of a folded in pocket knife, but it's huge. And then he grins to the camera like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, two things. That kid a fucking massive knife. He looks like a psycho in that shot. Two, that was a life threatening
He needs
the whole life saving thing you took from him, that inhaler. That kid's gonna fucking die. Like, what is that? Why? I don't understand. He was like, I'll take this. And the kid's just like, he's like, yeah, I got this pocket knife.
Also, like, on the whole inhaler thing, yeah. Like, I made note of this because Katia's the one that they're like describing, she's describing her dad. And I know why, because it's her fucking bullshit mind trick thing again.
Yeah, but it's a weird power where she just does like a... But looks through loads of fucking...
It's just stupid, because she's like describing her dad, and she goes like, oh, he loves the orchids, and he needs an inhaler to breathe. And I was like, how does she know all this information?
Yeah, like, which I was exactly the same.
She didn't know he had cancer, but yet she knows he needs an inhaler to breathe. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's a lot of things that made me angry, but that's like an underlying thing, because it's just like, it's just such lazy bullshit writing. It's like, well, it doesn't matter. She can just do whatever. So we can say anything and we don't have to think about it making sense narratively. Like, it's just so fucking...
It is an absolute load of dog shit. Because she's just, yeah, she just has these weird premonitions and stuff, or like she's walking past this woman in like an airport or something, and she can see what's in her bag, so then when she brushes past her, she like takes the tablets or something. I can't remember.
She's like addicted to painkillers or something. It seems like that. Yeah, she's taking them to
It's like something that's mentioned like twice, maybe, and then that's it. At one point, he's like, you shouldn't take those because they stop you from reaching your full potential. And then she's like, but I need them. And then I don't think they ever talk about it again. Yeah. And we never see them again.
And she just doesn't. She's like, oh, I guess you're
right.
She's
just fine. Yeah. She's just fine.
So what I was saying earlier is I was almost for a split second going to give this film credit. So Agent 47 bursts in and shoots John Cruise. And this is maybe like
maybe about half an hour in, maybe.
Yeah, it's quite early. And I was like, "Oh shit!" Like, I didn't see that coming. Like, a fair just play.
Kill him right off.
You think he's gonna be the guy, and he's chasing him, but damn, they just fucking killed him. And then, like, for a split second, I thought that, and I was like, "No, he No, because I know what this fucking film is. He's gonna come back, and they'll be like, "Oh, how did he not die?" And I literally wrote, "I bet he has some fucking bullshit body armor that like spits out blood, so it seems like he's dead." Because when you first see him shot, I'm pretty sure there was blood.
You see little blood, and stuff.
And I was like, nah, I fucking bet it. And then, lo and behold, in capitals, "Wish John Cruise is back. I saw him get shot multiple times. There was fucking blood. It's fucking bullshit. How?" And then my next note, "Are you fucking joking? He's got magic skin."
Literally, they're just like, "Wolverine, eat your heart out." Yeah. This guy's got magic skin. It's not even just his bones, it's just his skin.
It's just so fucking, and they're like, but we've thought about it. It's a thing, because later on the guy the old guy is like, "Why don't you just shoot him?" And then Agent 47's like, "I can't, he's got magic skin." And then the old guy's like, "Oh my god, they finally got that to work." And I was like, fuck off! It's not, you've just said that. So it's like, it's a real thing. We haven't that.
Because they explain it as being like, oh yeah, it's like, they inject this like liquid metal under the skin, and then it solidifies and becomes like a subdermal. It's like cyberpunk shit, basically, but like just magic. Yeah, it's really stupid. But the thing is, it's more like, you can't just. It's one of those things where they're like, "Oh, he's got the metal bits, so it stops the bullets," and I'm like, "Yeah, but there's so much more. The force of a bullet, like if you shot him." It would still, it doesn't matter if he's got fucking subdermal thing under his skin. The force from that bullet would break his fucking ribs and tear his internal organs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people who get shot with fucking body armor on, it's literally, they're still, like, breaking ribs and shit. It stops them from dying, but they're out, man.
Yeah. Yeah. They're on the floor.
Like, at one point, he puts his hand up to stop a bullet and stops the bullet in his palm. And I was like, no! Stupid! And he, the way he beats him is just by shooting him more times. That's it.
It's just fucking stupid. Right, so they're running away at some point, and they get to the embassy. They get to the American embassy.
This is before
Hitman shows up. Yeah. This is right at the start, because Jesus Christ, this film's so fucking long, even though it's only an hour and a half. They get locked in the embassy. So Agent 47 gets himself captured, right? And they do the thing, and I was like, "Don't do it! Don't you fucking do it!" He's getting interrogated in the interrogation room, and the guy brings his fucking sniper rifle into the fucking interrogation room, like, what, to show off, I guess?
To intimidate him, I guess.
I guess it's so stupid. So he says something to the extent of, what are you going to do? You're locked in here with me, and I've stolen your gun or something. And he says, "No, you're locked in here with me, and you just brought me mine." And then, it's so fucking dumb on every level, he, like, kicks the table, which sets off his sniper rifle, I guess.
I guess you could say it's like the guy reacts by pulling the trigger.
I suppose so, yeah, yeah. And then, like, it shoots the chain, he escapes, he beats up the two guards, and then kills the fucking guy. But it's just fucking ridiculous, right? That situation is so dumb on every level. It's like, not only is it just like the fucking stupidest worst line ever, but also this guy, right, he's gone like Right, this bald man, I can't find him on any database. I've his fingerprints don't show up. He's brought an arsenal to a fucking embassy. He walked in just nonchalantly with his hands up because he had two pistols and a fucking sniper rifle in a briefcase. And you brought his gun into the fucking interrogation room just to be like, look, I've stolen your gun. Just fucking great. So, just so dumb. It's just so stupid. And the only reason that they fucking did that is because they could be like, oh, he's like, he could say the lie. He's like, oh no, you brought me my gun. You're trapped in here with me. And then he does, and then he kicks the table. It does a cool action. It's good action. He's cool. No, it's just fucking, and it doesn't do anything. Like, what is the point of that scene? Like, it doesn't progress the story. Like, you could just cut that out. He just gets in the embassy. He shoots the guard. Why wouldn't he just shoot the two guards at the door? What was the point of getting captured? It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's just a dumb thing. Also, 1,000,000%, those tables in any interrogation room are bolted to the ground. There's no way that they are not bolted to the ground.
To stop exactly that happening.
Yeah, like, 101, literally to stop that from happening. It's so dumb. But yeah, it's. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that, again, where they kind of... All right, I'll get to my main gripe of this film.
Yeah, do it.
All other stuff aside, like, it was... Aside from the fact that I was extremely bored watching it, I actually nearly fell asleep once. I stopped making notes because I was like, fuck this.
Just as an overview, it's boring and her powers are so fucking stupid.
It's fucking so dumb. But my main thing that I was like, I was more like, why would you do this, right? So it's a film about Hitman, Agent 47, right? It's about Agent 47, the guy from the games, to my knowledge, and you play as him in the games, and it's about him, whatever. So they do the thing where they take this character, and then they make the film about someone else.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of like there, and then have him, the character that it's about, that it's that the thing is titled for, that the person who's drawing in the audience that they want for the film, they have him say to this completely new and random character, but you are stronger than me. You're the best of all of us. You are the goddamn greatest experiment that was ever made. You're so much better than I am.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what a slap in the face.
It's so dumb. I mean, who knows? Look, maybe in the Hitman games, that's a part of... Maybe that's a big part of the story or something. I don't know. But with no context, watching this film as it is and just knowing that it's made like, oh, it's from the game Hitman or whatever. Having Hitman not be kind of... Hitman. You know, you could have focused more on like a John Wick kind of deal. But having it as like... Oh, this random other character that is kind of pretty much established as the POV character. Hitman is like, you're wicked, you are. You're the best one. I'm nothing compared to you. There's no point in even having my name on this film, because you are the greatest one. And I was like, who? Why? Why is this not? Why have you taken this direction? Why are you not just... It's literally like... I don't know, making a film about God of War, and then Kratos is buddying up with another god that you've never met before, and then Kratos is like, you are stronger than I, and you are better in every way, and I am nothing compared to you.
They should have made the game series about you.
You're so cool.
God damn it. I grew this beard because I thought it made me look cool, but your beard makes my beard pale in comparison.
Yeah. I was just like,
my son's shit compared to your son. My son's a pussy. You're such fucking cool. He rides a motorbike. I wish my son was cool.
Just through the Norse forest.
He's just got his arms folded. He's just like, I wish my son was cool.
Stupid. But you know what I mean? I was just like, he said that line and I was like, fuck off. I hate when they do this in films where they're just like, they have this character and they look at this other person dramatically and they're like, but you're stronger than anyone. And I'm like, fuck off. Whoever this person is, this random ass person introduced for this, she just has some bullshit powers that are just written in. There's no, it's all just like, it's all just kind of fabricated and fake. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's not earned.
Hollow. And it's not earned. There's no kind of justification or limits or anything. They're literally just like, we need her to know that somebody's coming in. All right, she can see that somebody's coming in before it happens. Oh yeah, she needs to actually be able to find where her dad is. Well, I can't really be bothered to do like a whole goose chase where they got to find little clues to do whatever. So she's going to look at a map and all of this stuff she's compiled before and then just guess where he is and get it right.
Man, it's fucking bullshit as well. Like, he got, like, a fucking... So... They're like, oh shit, because Katia and Agent 47 are going off to find her dad, and John Cruise is now evil. And John Cruise goes back to the hotel room or wherever they were and looks at her map and just goes like, ah, I see, he's in Singapore. And I was like, all right, well, first of all, would he not have just seen that in the first place and just fucking gone there? And then second of all, are you seriously saying that... Oh, John Cruise is like, you know, he's able to just look at this map and be like, oh, sweet, Singapore. But for some reason, Agent 47 is like, even though he's a super genius, he's slightly less of a super genius. So he looks at the map and he's like, doesn't mean anything to me. I'll follow Katia because she'll tell me where he is. I was like, fuck off, man.
That's the thing, right? Because they say the whole point with like Hitman and John Cruise is John Cruise has this weird thing where he's suddenly just like, tell me I'm better than you. I want to know that I'm better than you. Like, tell me, daddy.
He's a fucking narcissist. Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah, he has this whole thing.
I've written of quite a few lines. My God, the writing in this is just dire. Because it's all just fucking one-liners that are so fucking...
Detached and shit.
Detached and fucking boring, plain, white bread shit. And it's just like, he goes... So John Cruise has got, like, Agent 47 pinned down. And he goes, I'm better. Say it. And then from a balcony or some shit, Katy is like... You're not. And then she shoots. It like it misses and shoots the glass behind them. And then John Cruise goes like, you missed. And then fucking Agent 47 goes, she didn't. And then the glass fucking smashes. I was just like, what? Like, what is that? It's like, I'm better. Say it. Pause. You're not. Pause. You missed. Pause. She didn't. Glass smashes. I was just like, fuck me.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
So poor. So poor.
Jesus Christ. Right. Second, like, fucking aggravation, because it's in that area.
Right.
Is, so they're in some, like, jet testing facility, I guess. There's like a big turbine.
Whatever that place was.
Yeah, yeah.
Just this massive platform with a giant turbine, and it's like, oh, you could put a person on a chair in front of it? Like, stupid.
So they've gone there for some reason. I guess they're hiding. I don't know why they're there. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's kind of when it did the flip, right? So it's when Hitman knocked her out, took him with her. Took her with him, and then she woke up tied to a chair in that place, and he was like, oh, everything's not what it seems.
And you
were like, okay, why are you there, though?
Yeah, exactly. So he goes, he literally says a line, You have a lot to learn, Katia. We don't have a lot of time. untie yourself. And I was like, bro, you don't have a lot of time? Then why the fuck are you making her untie herself? Like, are you stupid? She's never, like, I don't care if she's got some magic power and he's like, oh, you've got to unleash the beast inside you. This will trigger it. Mate, inside, you've got, like, yeah inside ya. It's just like, you've got, what, 3 hours, maybe? So, like, you know, Hitman 101, let me run through the basics. No, spend the whole time fucking figuring out how to untie yourself. Like, something that you've never fucking done before. It's just like, oh yeah, I get it. Some fucking bullshit learning curve. You literally just said you didn't have a lot of fucking time. And then, so, like, oh yeah, you gotta learn how to untie yourself. This'll trigger it. Oh, but that's not enough. Let me just fucking turn on the jet engine. What a stupid fucking idea. Are you joking? What a stupid plan. What if she just fucking died? What if she's like, I've never done this before. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's just fucking sucked into the jet, and then he's like, oh shit.
Yeah, he's like, that was stupid. Why did I do that? And it's just fucking bullshit. And then she's like, oh, I remember. I'm Agent 90, but I'm actually French. So my name's actually fucking Quatre Van Dice, because that's 90 in French. Even though every other fucking agent has just the English version of a number. But for some reason, yours is French. And not only that, but everyone's like, well, we're not saying the French number. Let's just call her another name, which is, like, so fucking close to Quatre Van Dice. But no one put two and two together. Are you fucking kidding me?
Whew. Oh, man. It's just so dumb. And that's the thing, because, like, you could say, like, all right, maybe he's saying that they don't have time, so he's got to, like, speed up her learning her ability thing by putting her in a dangerous situation or whatever. But, like, again, it's just this bullshit thing where she's at the fan, the fan's going, like, the fucking turbine is speeding up and she's slowly getting sucked towards it. So she just goes, ah, I can't do it. And then she looks at she does the kind of thing where she flicks her head up and she looks dead into the camera and I'm like, fuck off! And then it's like, boo! And she goes, and then does contortionist shit and then flips and gets out of the chair and then, like, you know, the chair gets destroyed or whatever. And I was just like, great. So she just does it. Just figures it out.
Yeah,
just does it.
Yeah,
no fine. Issue. Don't worry. No problem. Don't even care. And then also later, for no reason, and this is something that Raisa pointed out, at no point do they ever establish that, like, swimming is something that she does or enjoys or anything. Is literally nothing related to her at all. So they have a scene when Hitman has to do his meditation thing because he's tired and he wants a little sleepies. You just see her fucking, like, ass hanging out of a bikini, and she jumps into the little pool in this hotel that they've got for some reason. And there's this, like, super brief, she's swimming in the water, and then she does the, like, comes up out of the water and the water's flowing down, and she's like, and I was like, huh? Yeah, why is this happening? What does this have to do with anything?
Yeah.
And then she's like naked in the fucking shower, showering. And I was like, bruh.
But
this has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, and it's stupid as well because you're like, well, I thought they're meant to be on the run. Like, what? Like, if you're on the lowdown, stay in your fucking hotel room. Don't go fucking. It's like, oh, I'm going to leave all of my protection and belongings here and I'm going to go for a swim. Jesus Christ, this film is
It's so stupid. There was another really dumb bit as well when he's fighting John Cruise. he's got his two pistols, right? He's fighting John Cruise and he's like kind of trying to he's like shooting him, but the bullets aren't like doing much. So then he starts like punching his fist forwards and then firing the bullet when he punches. So it's like he's trying to punch the bullets at him. Yeah. And I was like,
I'm gonna add some
doing?
More force. Yeah.
It's like the whole idea of like curving the bullet from those films.
Oh, from Wanted. Oh man, we gotta do Wanted.
We gotta do Wanted. Somebody was showing me some clips of that before.
I fucking love Wanted. It's so good.
Although I think it's actually too well rated.
I'm not sure. It's 71% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, man.
It's like, to be fair, I like it. It is a good, it's good, like, it's not good, but it is good. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, so it's just, I don't know. The whole thing, like I said, the action was just shit, and they just have so many, like, dumb plot devices, dumb kind of it is literally like the pinnacle of what you expect from a bad video game movie that's made by people who don't either one play the video game or two understand what the video game playing audience would want from the film. They're just like, oh, just generic action, film it. And then he's the bald man from the game. I don't know. I haven't played it. Like, who? What was it? Was it the what show was it where there was somebody who proudly? I don't know if it was The Last of Us actually, but it wouldn't have been somebody like involved in actually the production. It might have been one of the producers. I don't know. There was somebody who was really proudly saying about how. It was The Last of Us because they were saying about how like. Oh, they hadn't played the game or whatever. And there was this one guy who was like, oh, you know, when somebody dies, it's going to be more impactful than some pixels on the screen and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, you clearly
you
don't
played
understand.
The game. Yeah.
One, you haven't played the game. Two, you don't understand your audience because the people who are going to be watching it are watching it for the game. They love the game. Oh, look. You know, maybe before they had a bad reputation in general for video game movies, but they're just like, oh, they're making a movie of this thing. Wicked. I love the games. It'd be cool to see a movie where they do something interesting with it. And they're like, oh, it's just a action movie with this name slapped on it. And it's just really shit. And then the ending. After the dad's blown up the helicopter.
Can I just say one thing before we get to the ending? Just a line that the dad says. Because they get to Singapore and they do the big meet-up with the daughter meets up with her dad. And he says a line which is like, oh, Agent 47 is your brother maybe? But they just don't mention that again. So
I missed that.
yeah. He's like, something like, oh, you've got your brother to protect you. And then it, like, pans to fucking Agent 47. But they never mention that again.
Maybe he just meant in a way that, like, he created them all, so they're all, like, kind of brother and sister.
I guess so. I was just like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's just stupid.
He goes, Agent 47 is going to kill me because... That's what he does. He doesn't have a choice. He's a hot, cold-blooded heart killer. I took away his independence. Like, it's inevitable. And then, she goes like, no, everyone has a choice, and he's not going to. And then the guy's just like, oh, you believe in choice? Well, I guess everything I just said about being inevitable is wrong. Lol.
It's just stupid, like, really, really shallow kind of messages. Right? Yeah. It's like, everyone has a choice.
Yeah. And he's like, stupid. Oh, really? Oh, I guess, like, even though what I was saying was scientific because I created it, I guess emotions happen. So I was wrong. Okay, cool,
he's like,
bye.
Yes, actually, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. All right, I'll take that on board.
Yeah, he's like, I guess you can just not do things.
Also, the amount of fucking times that somebody, like, slides around a corner on the floor, just does, like, a slide along the floor, or is on the floor, to shoot people. And I'm like, look, if you slide out and you're on the floor, and you're a stationary, lying across the floor target, You're going to get shot. You're going to die. That is the dumbest fucking thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's because so it's a fucking... It's like a slide move in the game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, the whole thing where, like, they're in the car and the car gets harpooned by these harpoons that are all over these buildings for some reason. Don't know why they're there. Like, how they got them there. Because they're all just, like, fucking... carabined up to these
buildings.
Yeah,
they're like mounted to whatever balcony they're on.
And then all of these like military kind of mercenary guys go down the zip wires that are hooked to the car, and Hitman's just shooting them all. And they're all he's just stood there in the middle of the thing, just spinning around, shooting them all. And I'm like, look, they've got fully automatic weapons. They are like obviously trained mercenary private hire kind of guys. And they can't hit a single dude in a suit standing in the middle of the road shooting them all to death.
It's so stupid.
Bad.
And how many fucking times do they do the, like, he just spins around in a circle with two handguns just shooting randomly? It's so awful. Dumb. But the ending. Let's get to the ending.
Oh, man. So the dad blows himself up in it. Because, again, they have this one brief thing where Hitman is like, oh, the big bad guy at the top, lab something. He's the big boss, and no one ever gets to him. It's impossible. 14 agents died trying to get to him, which is interesting because then it means that there's like, I don't know who employs that or like controls the agents exactly. That's just kind of like a. We kind of just see like people with a tablet talking to them near the end and in the middle and stuff. So, but he's just like, yeah, nobody can ever get to him, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, when they're in the helicopter flying away, the dad just takes out the inhaler and blows them all up and he's killed him and that's done. So then when the whoever people that control Hitman call him and they're like, yo, what's the sit rep? And he's like, the dude is dead, and they're like, all right, what about the girl? Obviously meaning, what's her face?
Yeah.
And then he's like, doesn't say anything, and they're like, 47? 47? Agent 47? What about the girl? Tell us, answer us. And then he just chucks his phone off the building. And then Agent 48, who was kind of like very, very briefly mentioned beforehand, where they were like, oh, we're going to send him in, and you don't see who it is.
Yeah.
They send Agent 48 in. The elevator doors open to the roof, and it's just him, but with a 48 on his neck instead. It's just a copy of him, and then it kind of does, and then it kind of goes like, and goes to the fucking credits, and you're just like, huh? So do they all look alike? What about
But we've seen agents like we've seen previous agents in this film, and they don't look like him. So I don't get, I don't get, is he a fucking clone? Like, why was he a clone?
Also, shoot him.
Yeah.
He's just stood in the elevator, shoot him.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, this up. Yeah, because she's got her future sight. She could just be like, oh.
Yeah, she didn't even see him in the future sight.
That's weird. Your clone is coming upstairs to kill us. Oh, all right. Well, I mean.
Let's just shoot him in the elevator.
We'll just, as soon as that door opens, we'll fire. Sweet.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't know that I have that ability.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fucked.
You know? Yeah, it's just so fucked. And then after the a brief amount of credits, like super quick, it then cuts to some guy lying on the floor who I think I missed because I did not recognize who he was. He looked like why am I calling everyone John? I was going to say John Perlman instead of Ron Perlman. So it's John Perlman.
John Perlman and John Cruise.
John Cruise, yeah. It's just like... Oh! Sorry, I said a fart there.
I'm leaving that in.
Oh, fuck. No, just cover it with, like, something. Just a noise. Yeah. It's kind of like, ooh. Anyway, yeah, they just cut to this random guy who's just lying on the floor in some glass. So I'm guessing it was from earlier, but I just missed it. And then It's slowly going in on his face, and then boom, his eyes open, and then it cuts back to the credits. And I was like, what?
Who the fuck
was
that?
He?
Yeah.
What is this? This is so shit.
Man, oh, I just can't believe... I can't believe that they thought that this was...
yeah, somebody green gonna, like this.
Well, they, I just don't... That's the... I'm going to look it up real quick. What did this 2007 one make? Because, like, what, surely that can't have done well.
Well, the summary for the... Because it came up as, like, the next recommended after we watched this one. And the summary for the film, it literally was just, like... I swear it just told me the plot of the film. Because it was, like, oh, a hitman has to do some stuff, but then he falls in love with a prostitute, a Russian prostitute... And then it makes things difficult for him, but when he and then he eliminates his enemy. And I was like, huh? Oh, so he's good?
I guess. Fuck me, dude.
Yeah.
So the first one had a budget of $24 million and made $101 million.
Right, so that's why they made the second one then. But it's not like it's a follow-on. They were like, there's some money in this.
They waited 8 years. Why didn't they just do a sequel of this? It's just,
Bad.
Bad film good?
Yeah, bad film bad. Bad film boring as fuck.
Bad yeah, it was film, boring like, typical, and long, typical, fucking
typical
stupid.
Typical awful, it's a typical awful video game movie that just gives a bad name to, like, that kind of market, that area. And it's not even enjoyable bad like the Resident Evil films.
Yeah.
Like they're so fun.
Yeah, we love those.
We absolutely love them. And we'll do them at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
But this was just like, bore me the fuck out.
Yeah, man. It's boring. It's stupid. It like...
It smells...
It smells shit. It's like the worst crime a film can do, in my mind, is feel long when it's not long. You know when we watch a film and we're like, oh man, it's fucking 2 hours. And it's like a truck to get through, but it feels like a 2 hour movie. This was an hour and a half, and I looked at that and went, oh nice, that's not that bad. And it took me fucking ages. Well, it didn't, it took me an hour and a half. Yeah, but it felt
mentally it did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just weren't checked in to it. You just continuously out of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I would have clicked off like 100%. If we didn't have to finish this fucking film, I would have just gone, man.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't have gotten past the 5 minute fucking exposition dump at the beginning. Jesus,
sorry, I've done something to my. How do I get rid of that? I've done so. Okay, I've done it. I accidentally added... So I've set pre-saved my Inspirobot onto my Google Docs, and I accidentally had added it to my header. So on every page, like, under my text, was this fucking meme that I'll get to. That's about everything that we have got for this week. Next week, we're... Sticking with the video game theme.
Thank God! I thought you were saying with the Hitman movies, and there's gonna be another one I didn't know about.
Yeah, we're doing. Surprise! They actually did make a sequel. No, we're sticking with the video game theme, and we are watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation, not the newer one.
Not the newer one. Ah, oh, damn it.
Yeah. If you watch the newer one.
Did we do the newer one? We haven't done that one, right? Because that was actually quite good. I've watched it. But
Yeah, it's apparently all right, but they don't do a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they don't get that. But, we'll see if they do it in this other one.
Yeah. So that's what we'll watch next week. You can find that on Amazon if you want to watch that. Maybe you have to, and if you watch... The newer one that's much better than I'll kill.
Yeah, I'll be like, I thought you said the new one.
But if you want to keep
SpongeBob movie,
yeah, oops. But if you want to keep up to date, we're on TikTok and Instagram. Smashed it.
Yes.
At Bound for Good, all one word. We put up little posts and memes. So that's always a good laugh. If you want to help out the show, you could share some of our posts around, or you could give us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform. That would be very good. Mm. It does
just
help.
Hire a hitman to absolutely kill the comments section with fat 5-star reviews. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you. Look, man, it takes a lot of work.
But yeah, as always, we will leave you with. AI Wars, baby.
Yeah.
We used to do, if you're not versed, we used to give you an inspirational quote from InspiroBot, which is a random quote slapped onto a random image. But then I found them not funny anymore, so I swapped to Image Flip, which
the
is
the greatest mistake you ever made.
Which is, it gets you a generic 2010 meme and slaps on random words to it. You are loyal to InspiroBot, so we start pinning them against each other and see who wins. InspiroBot's currently on 6, Image Flip is on 4. And Image Flip did look down and out for a while until I realized I had not Safe for Work turned off. And now Image Flip is, look, InspiroBot's still, it's still not ahead, but look, Image Flip is back in the race, but I'll let you go the first this time.
All right, well, I figured, you know, with all of the not safe for work content over the past couple of weeks, I thought I'd bring it to something mildly wholesome. It's also just super weird and kind of confused me with the text, so I'll give it a go. So you've got what looks like a kind of woodland track, maybe. Can't see any of the trees. You can just see kind of some of the undergrowth and things. You can see a path. And on the left side, it says, human imagination is merely the cross-section of the self-contradictory nature of death and the zero-point energy of the incomprehensible. And on the right side is just a pug wrapped in a blanket.
Wait, what?
It's just a little pug wrapped in a blanket.
As in,
like,
In the image,
yeah. So it's this little kind of woodland thing, and somebody's just like sat up their pug in a little blanket and wrapped him up, and he's just like staring into your soul,
saying all that shit.
Yeah, saying human imagination is merely the cross section of the self contradictory nature of death and the zero point energy of the incomprehensible.
Damn, I feel
he's in a blanket.
Yeah. And he's in a blanket. So I'm going to, I will describe mine, but I'm going to send, I feel like mine work from the shock factor. Like, you just see it and it's funny. Like,
which is why I think it shouldn't win on the shock factor, because we're not the only people in this.
And am I
opening this and reading what it is, or
I'll describe it and yeah. All right, you're right. It shouldn't be a shock factor. Although I think it works against me. But it's the Oprah. Have you just seen it?
I've just seen it.
So it's the Oprah meme where it's like, you get a car and you get a car. She's like got her arms stretched out and she's shouting. Or in the context of this, she's got her mouth open, ready for something.
Because
it says,
Because
it says, the text just says, come in my face when you're at work.
Oh God!
It's good, isn't
it? Oh God! It's too. It's gonna go too far. This goddamn image flip. Mine was wholesome. I went on a wholesome.
Wins. My
wholesome one?
No.
But it was wholesome. Kind of, but mine was like...
Mine implies that, actually, the more I think about it, the more uncomfortable I am.
She does look very excited, to be fair. She's like, yeah!
She's like, come in my face! You get some cum, and you get some cum.
Oh, no. Well done. Well done.
So, 6-5.
Disgusting. 6-5? I thought it was 6-4. Fine.
No, it was 6-4, but then I got a point, so now it's 6-5.
Right.
Cool. All right. Not safe for work filter coming in clutch. But yeah, thanks for listening. And remember, what was it? Where did it go?
What's the quote?
Ah, fuck. What was it?
You pulled it off so well.
Yeah, fuck it. No, we'll end it with that. You never know.
We'll end it with you trying to find the quote and nothing happening.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
All right, bye.
Bye.